It's time for the Charlotte FC podcast.
Block, Tuzbiak's going to get it back. Westwood, rather Vargas, the touch, the finish!
Goal!
The Alba, whipped in, good ball!
Oh!
Christian Kalina, a save to save the season!
Crowd belongs to Charlotte! And Charlotte FC, if the results hold, have clinched its first playoff berth in club history!
Sport is a uniter, a way to share in something outside of yourself. Charlotte FC is a brand with unique, loyal, diverse, fun, and vibrant culture that people want to be a part of, whether it's fans or businesses or nonprofit organizations. Today on the show, we have one of those cogs that connects sport and Charlotte FC to fans through his work at Coca-Cola Consolidated, which is headquartered in Charlotte. Aaron Osborne's story is an interesting one, having grown up the grandson of the famous Ed Osborne, Clemson announcer, and working in minor league baseball in Asheville, as well as the Charlotte Checkers hockey team. Then changing from the sports side to the sponsor side. He definitely gets it. He sees how these all fit together. Hope you enjoy this chat with Aaron. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Nick. I'm Aaron Osborne. I'm with Coca-Cola Bottling Company Consolidated, and I'm the Director of Consumer Connections on our asset team, which is a function of our commercial marketing team. I lead the pro sports and entertainment activation and marketing team. Charlotte FC is one of our great asset partners. I'm excited to talk about them. I've been with Consolidated for going on 12 years, and it's been a ride, and it continues today.
Awesome. So for those people who don't know, Coca-Cola Bottling Consolidated is the largest distributor of Coca-Cola. Is that correct?
It's the largest independent Coca-Cola bottling group in North America. So we're 22-23% of the country. I mentioned earlier that I had been with Consolidated for 12 years. When I started with Consolidated, it was about 7% of the country. So a lot of that growth has come in over the last decade or so. We're mainly in the southern states, but have extended into the DMV, so DC, Maryland, Virginia, into the Midwest, Indiana, Ohio. But our territory is Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, the Virginias, and lots of little parts of other states. But yes, the largest independent bottler in North America.
So you work on, like you said, the pro sports side. Can you tell us, just because it can probably seem confusing to many people, that there's a separate like distributor and independent, and then there's the Coca-Cola company. Can you kind of just help us understand the differences?
Sure thing. So the Coca-Cola company that everyone thinks about in Atlanta is the brand, and they own the recipe. They are a global company. They are publicly traded. KO is their stock sign. We are COKE. We purchase syrup from the Coca-Cola company and make it locally in all our markets for those who buy bottle can at grocery stores, C-stores, wherever our products are available. So we are partners in the best way that we represent the best brands in the world. We are a U.S.-based and U.S.-only company, and they are a global company, but we are fighting the same battle together.
So tell me a little bit about what you do kind of on a regular basis, and specifically with partnerships with like pro sports teams, and maybe specifically Charlotte FC. What is kind of your role on a daily, weekly basis?
Sure. So like I said, I oversee marketing activation for our pro sports and entertainment assets. I'm a player coach, so I have assets that I call on myself. I have six of them. They are our NFL teams, as well as Charlotte FC and the Kentucky. I have a couple of folks that are on my team that lead various pathways to pro sports and entertainment. So one of the guys on my team, he's a great asset to Consolidated. His name is Scott Newton. And Scott leads our NASCAR assets. He has hockey assets with the Washington Capitals. He has other assets like RBC Heritage, a golf tournament in Hilton Head. Mm-hmm. And then Aida Samaljic is also on my team, and she leads MLB and our theme parks like Carowinds here locally, the Cedar Fair property, Six Flags. So that's my side of the business. We also have a college and university side that is a whole separate group that is within the marketing asset umbrella. But I'm specifically on pro sports and entertainment. And really what our charge is as Coca-Cola Consolidated, or in partnership, Coca-Cola Consolidated and the Coca-Cola Company in Atlanta, when we invest in pro sports properties or college properties or theme park properties, we first and foremost are interested in pouring rights. So we work to secure pouring rights, and what that means in venue for fans as they attend games or events. And then we also work on the deliverables and bring those to life that are included within the contract. So deliverables that fans would see would be signage. We receive tickets and hospitality opportunities as part of our deals, and we work to bring those to life. That's working on deliverables is probably 30 to 40% of my day-to-day, bringing the promotions to life in venue, bringing social digital elements within the team's social digital space to life, securing the tickets and ensuring that those are used by customers. That's probably 30, 40 to 40% of what I do on a daily basis. Maybe 60 to 70% is the marketing and activation that happens outside of the deliverables of the agreement. And that's where we take the IP from the teams or theme parks into the community, into retail, onto screens, and we promote our brands together to encourage additional sales of our product at retail.
Got it. So if we see something, for instance, in convenience store, or grocery store or something with maybe Coke and Charlotte FC together or something like that on a display, or like you said, an activation, that's your workings.
That's correct. One of the things that fans will see specifically in Harris Teeter, for example, this summer is Charlotte FC activation in Harris Teeter around our mini packs, 10-pack mini can products of Coca-Cola and Coke Zero. That is activation that we're doing with the team's IP at retail all over the Carolinas. Harris Teeter has 190-something locations in the Carolinas. And we want to talk about our partnership to all those fans and shoppers as they're out doing their day-to-day shopping.
So would that be an actual branded can, or is it more of just the other things that go with it?
It's mostly the other things that go with it. We do product-specific marketing in places. We typically reserve those for celebration or championship-type moments. Mm-hmm. That's an incredibly complicated process. To put logos besides the Coke logo on cans and bottles. It is something that we do. The programs that most consumers will see at retail are going to be point of sale driven, social digital driven, those types of activations. But we also do things like autograph appearances, promotions, and giveaways at stores where fans can meet players or the mascots. So there are a lot of avenues for us to promote our brands together at retail. And those are the ones that we'll focus on mainly this summer with Charlotte FC.
Cool. We'll get to specifics with those Charlotte FC things, because I know you're doing something with like a military cup and some other stuff. But let's kind of start from the beginning, because let's say Coca-Cola Consolidated works with X brand, Charlotte FC, and they agree to the partnership and they secure the pouring rights at a stadium and they say, we're going to work together to do these things. What is like the next step, and who do you work with at a place like Charlotte FC to make sure all that happens? Because you definitely can't do it alone. It's probably a constant collaboration on things.
We have great partners at Charlotte FC, and I'm going to call a few of those people out by name. So my main two contacts are Natalie Jarrett and Denny Smythe, and they work on the sponsorship side. And everything is a partnership. From the jump, from day one, we're working on these initiatives. They're great partners. Listen, they understand what we're trying to do, align to the objectives that we've set forth. And I'm going to talk about objectives a little bit, because that's sort of where we ground ourselves and what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. So At the beginning of the partnership, we asked Charlotte FC, hey, what is important to you? What would you like to communicate through the Coke partnership? And they come back to me with objectives, and I'll just tell you, their commitment to winning, fan focus with a service mindset, and for the crown, for the community. And I love that they're so strategic, and that they know what they want out of this partnership, because we're the same way. And so we tell them, well, we're good. We understand and hear you from an objective standpoint. And so we would like to motivate incidents, which basically means we want to figure out ways how to use your brand to help sell our products. We want to build brand love with your fan base, so that when they think of Charlotte FC, they think of that moment when they were at the game and they were having a Coke with friends and Charlotte FC scored a goal. And the next time that they go shopping, they're thinking about that experience, and they're putting Coca-Cola in their basket as part of that experience. And then we want to create moments of social digital celebration and provide exclusive content to fans. So three objectives on the team side, three objectives on the Coke side. And as we work on activations throughout the year, we really want to make sure we're hitting at least one of those objectives for every initiative that we undertake, so that we know we're being successful, and we measure against those objectives and say, hey, at the end of the year, we won with this partnership because we aligned to the objectives that we set out in the beginning.
Now, can you give me an example of those objectives that you have that you feel like have been successful in the past, and things that you're going to be doing this year?
Well, I mentioned that partnership with Harris Teeter. Harris Teeter is a partner of both Charlotte FC and of course, of ours. And so as we sit in a room with the folks from Charlotte FC, we say, well, what can we provide to Harris Teeter as a part of this partnership to help get our product on the floor more often and more available to shoppers than in other parts of the year? And so we bring concepts to Harris Teeter that include point of sale advertising that's thematic, that's fun, that features team marks, that features fans, that features players, and we're able to get those in stores. We also have a partnership within the Charlotte FC partnership, a player services agreement with Brant Bronico, and we're able to do some things specifically for Harris Teeter. With Brant last year, he did a fun social digital cooking video for us. And at the end of the video, it linked back to a digital offer available at Harris Teeter, good for a discount on many canned products. And then you mentioned the Military Cup, which is an initiative that I think we'll want to spend some time on. But Harris Teeter is a partner with Military Cup, with us and Charlotte FC. And they provide gift cards for veterans and active duty service members who participate in Military Cup. They provide lunches and kind of a cookout atmosphere for the Military Cup. And being able to align our objectives for the community, for building brand love, those are the two objectives that Military, that's really how we measure and win. And that's what we're able to work on together as partners.
That's cool. Did you want, since you just mentioned it, did you want to say anything more of the specifics of that? Because I know we have the Charlotte FC's Military Night coming up later this year.
Yeah, May 4th. So, well, May 4th is the cup. And then I think May 25th is their military night. So we're doing the military cup in anticipation of their military night and really celebrating military throughout the month of May. So military cup is a soccer tournament where we invite different branches of the military through our partners at the USO to play round robin and then tournament cup at the new Charlotte FC practice facility, Atrian Health Performance Park. Mm-hmm. So there's a Marines team. There's a couple of Marines teams, actually. They're pretty good. There's an Army team. Different branches put in teams, and they compete against each other. And the winner is recognized at what will be the May 4th game. But we're going to collect video, pictures, testimonials, and put together a nice story for the May 25th military game at Charlotte FC to talk about what these servicemen and women have done and will do to support our community and our nation. That's really a great example of all the things that we do well with Charlotte FC. This is the third annual Military Cup. There's a couple of pretty tough teams out there. It's pretty good soccer, so I love watching it myself and getting to interact with the veterans and the active service military men and women who are protecting us every day.
So people can actually go to that Military Cup and watch? Is that something?
It's mainly open for friends and family. Okay. It's not something that is open to the public just yet. This is the third year of the Military Cup, but we're working toward bigger and bigger events. But it's a building process. It's something that we're learning each year, how to get more teams. So this year we have 7 teams. The past 2 years we had 5 teams. So we do hope in the future to open that up to the public so they can enjoy it as well. For right now, family and friends are invited for sure.
That's awesome. And then to translate what you're doing, because, you know, like you said, it's not open to the public. How is that presented? I guess, like you said, at the game on the match on the 25th of May, like how is that shown? How do the fans feel like, oh, this is what Coke and Charlotte FC did together and what Coca-Cola Consolidated put together? Do you have a hype video or anything like that?
That's right. So we'll do a video. The tournament itself is on May 4th, and Charlotte FC has a game that night. And so we'll recognize the winning team and tell a quick story about the cup and its purpose and what we're there for on May 4th. And then we'll take a couple of weeks to dive into all the footage that we got from the games, the pictures and testimonials, put together a hype reel for that game on May 25th, but also on our social digital handles and Charlotte FC social digital handles. So they can see all the fun that was had, the competition, because like I said, it is good soccer, and just really public how Coca-Cola and Charlotte FC support the community at large, but specifically our military.
That specific event takes a lot of planning, and so do probably all these other things. How much in advance are you doing these types of things, and how often are you back and forth with Charlotte FC and, like you said, bringing in other partners that kind of fit?
Well, you know, in sports, a lot of times you hear the term, there is no off season. So we've been working on this since the 2023 MLS season ended. So we had some initial meetings just to recap the 2023 season in November, December of 23. And then as we roll into 2024, we've got meetings weekly with Charlotte FC. And we bring in all the different groups of Charlotte FC because we talked a little bit earlier about Natalie and Denny and their partner, their lead in partnership. But we work closely with Dustin Swinehart, who's their director mm-hmm. of community relations, on his relationships and our relationships with the USO. We work with their PR and comms team to plan how we're going to talk about this, how we're going to present it out to the public. We work with their ticketing team on securing tickets for all the folks who participate in Military Cup. We work with our community team to provide giveaways and wearables to the teams that play co-branded merchandise that sport the Coke Consolidated and Charlotte FC logos, so they can keep those as keepsakes. So there's a lot of groups involved. I'm very thankful to all the different groups within Consolidated that help us support this initiative, and especially thankful to Dustin and his team on the community side at Charlotte FC for their planning and initiative, because it is a big undertaking. You don't throw cones and a ball out there and a tournament happens. We've got to get in contact with the area bases and get folks traveling in from out of town for the tournament. So it's a big undertaking, but more than worth it.
That's cool. That is really neat. You wish all businesses could work so seamlessly, right?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of great partners out there. I wouldn't say any of this is easy, but all of it is very worthwhile. It's a challenge, but it's worthwhile, especially when you see it come to fruition.
So your particular role, would you feel like it's just more on like the management side of like getting this happening, making sure, like almost like checking the boxes of all the things that need to happen to make what we see in the public, you know, come to life?
My role is kind of a hub. It's an interesting role that I work with many different stakeholders that have different functionality to pull all this together. So I am not a creative person in terms of designing point of sale, but I work with a team that puts point of sale together. I don't physically order the point of sale, but I work with a team that works with our supply houses to order that. I don't work directly on the community side with the USO, but our community team at Coke Consolidated and the community team at Charlotte FC works with them. Mm-hmm. And so my job is really to touch base with all these different stakeholders with a date or a goal in mind and have them work along the same time frame, so that when it's time for the event or it's time for the retail promotion, that all those things come together at the same time. I don't write rules for sweepstakes, but I work with an agency that does write rules. I'm not in the ticket department. I don't know what availability looks like for the May 4th game, but I work with Denny and Natalie and team over at Charlotte FC, who works with their ticketing team. So there's a lot of communication. I send a lot of emails. I get a lot of emails, and that's fine. But right. I'm sort of a hub for all these things coming together.
You're kind of the cog that keeps it going.
That's right. So lots of relationships that I have. They're all fun relationships. Not everything goes smoothly, despite best planning. So you got to turn and pivot and act quickly when things aren't going well, despite everyone's best intent. But pulling these off, I'd say thank you to all my stakeholders, friends, and partners out there who understand our timelines and are working along with me to make it come to life.
Nice. Now, we talk about this relationship with Charlotte FC. How you talked about your objectives and meeting those, like, how does this exposure translate into a return on your investment? And on the flip side, what do you think Charlotte FC is also benefiting from it? How do you see that?
Well, I think from a Charlotte FC standpoint, they're partnering with one of the most well-known brands in the world, and they're a new team. But that kind of brand power that Coca-Cola has brings the credibility to a new team as they get off and running. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're not only with Coca-Cola, but other brands like Dasani and Body Armor within our umbrella, they're excited to have those partners in their landscape of partners. For us, we're very tactical and very strategic about measuring results. One of the objectives that I mentioned is building brand love, and that's something that has a lot of different factors in it. So Charlotte FC, man, they have just gotten off to a gangbuster start in terms of attendance. Mm-hmm. They average just under 30,000 or right around 30,000 a game. And that's awesome. And we're able to put that as a feather in our cap to say one of the top drawing teams in the MLS. Those fans see our brand at every game. They're drinking our brands at every game. So that's something that we can count as a measurable. But those incremental displays that I talked about at Harris Teeter are really how we measure. We're able to leverage the partnership with FC into those incremental displays. They're in for, let's say, for example, 6 weeks. And we can measure year over year that that's a new display that we weren't able to get in years past. We were able to get that because of Charlotte FC and our partnership there. And we can measure our sales year over year for an incremental display that we didn't have maybe the previous year. The social digital elements are also a place that we measure. So the video that we did last year with Brant Veronico, the views, the likes, the interactions that we got with that, that is measurable. I mentioned for that video that we had a digital bounce back coupon, good for a discount on mini cans. Mm-hmm. We're able to measure that in real dollars and see what kind of impacts we're able to have. So there's all kinds of things that we can measure the success of the partnership. And Charlotte FC's brand is a very powerful brand. We've seen that with the fan base and their loyalty and the supporter groups and throughout everybody that comes to Charlotte FC games. So we're excited about how they help build our brand and build our sales portfolio with great customers like Harris Teeter.
Cool. Did you mentioned Dasani and Body Armor. How are those brands, I guess, decided? Because, you know, we see on the displays on the pitch in the boards there, is it kind of chosen strategically for Charlotte FC? Is it chosen specifically because that you know who attends those and like these are the brands you're trying to kind of elevate for them? How's that decided?
Yeah, we start there with our partners. I mentioned the Coca-Cola company in Atlanta. They're the brand partner, and based on demographics that and who's coming to games, it's we work with them on what brands are best for those initiatives. And different sports have different brands as lead. So mm-hmm. The NBA is a Sprite-led brand. That's right. A Coca-Cola brand. Charlotte FC is Coke and Grow. There are brands that I'll just mention on our college and university campuses. We have almost our whole lineup of brands that appeal to the college and university folks, both in athletics and on campus with students. So we've got a great brand portfolio. They're the best performing brands in all of the categories. Body Armor through the Coca-Cola company has the sideline rights deal with MLS. So their brand is prevalent. Our water brand is prevalent. A lot of the Charlotte FC games are during the summer. It's hot. People are looking to be refreshed during the game. And Dasani's a great choice for them. The brands that we put in conjunction with our sports partners are not done by accident. There's a lot of research and it's very strategic based on who we're talking to and who we want to serve.
Cool. And then as far as initiatives, you already talked about several that you do with other pro sports outside of kind of the professional ranks of things. What in the greater community in soccer in general do you work with?
Well, the Coca-Cola company has a great partnership with U.S. Soccer. They have a partnership with MLS. And that's how we lean on our partners at the Coca-Cola company to talk about soccer, not only outside our territory, but globally. So we're excited to support there. As you mentioned earlier, we're a local bottler. And so our focus is on the MLS teams that are within our market. And Charlotte FC is the one here in Charlotte, and we're excited about our partnership there.
That's cool. Now we're going to shift gears and maybe talk a little bit more about your career and how you got into this, because I always think it's fascinating how people get into what they're doing. And sometimes it's purposeful and sometimes you stumble into it or you do something else and you're like, you know, you just end up in the sports realm that maybe you either always wanted to be in sports because you played or because, you know, you like something else and sports happen to be also of interest. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in very rural. My dad is a college professor, taught at Carson Newman College, now Carson Newman University. So that's sort of, you know, that's where I grew up. I've always been a huge sports fan. I always played sports growing up. I'd say I transitioned at some point, although I still do have my sports fandom. I started to become very interested in the business of sports. So I majored in sports management at Mars Hill College, which is now Mars Hill University. It's in the same conference as Carson Newman, where my dad taught. I majored in sports management. My first job in sports, I volunteered at the Asheville Tourists Minor League Baseball Club. I did everything there. I ran the music. I did a little PA announcing. I kept score. I worked in the concessions area. And that allowed me to do a 4-credit internship with that minor league baseball team, the Asheville Tourists, and graduated as a sports management major. As I learned and went into college and learned about different opportunities, I don't know that I was exactly aware of how to get into that, but was able to learn more about it through my major, through knowing the guys at the Asheville Tourists Baseball Club. And following college, I worked in minor league baseball, arena football, and minor league hockey before coming to Coke Consolidated. It's really been my only career. It's really been my only interest. And I'd say it's really the only thing I know how to do. So I'm passionate about it. I love being part of a team. I'll talk about Coke Consolidated. Our team, led by Heather Hux, who's the VP of Consumer Connections and Brand Marketing, she's got a great team. College and university, theme park, pro sports, we all work together on similar initiatives, and the partnerships that Coke Consolidated has in the community. I'm really proud to wear the logo of Coke Consolidated when I go out in Charlotte or any of the communities that we serve. But also on the team side, Charlotte FC's first objective is commitment to winning. And I know for them, that means a lot of things, especially on the field. But for us, that means winning at retail. That means winning with consumers. And I love wearing their logo as well to be part of that team and support their commitment to winning and in the business side that we can.
And you go to the matches, I'm assuming, as much
as you can. I go to as many as I can. So, I said I transitioned away from a fan to sort of the business side. I say that for most of the time, I am a sports savvy business person. Mm-hmm. And I am that with Charlotte FC as well. But I can't help it. I'm also a fan of Charlotte FC. I played soccer growing up. I played in high school. I was able to walk on at Mars Hill College and played 3 years at Mars Hill. So I have always been a big soccer fan. Soccer has always been a part of my life. My son plays club soccer. We're a big soccer family. And growing up in rural Tennessee, there wasn't a Charlotte FC MLS. Wasn't as big as it is now. I'm very thankful for that. I have literally been for a team to cheer for my whole life, and I'm very happy Charlotte FC is here.
That's cool. Did you have any mentors as you were kind of growing into this position? Because just like you, I was in sport administration at University of South Carolina. I did all the internships. I worked with the universities. That was my first job, was working with the universities, sports properties in a similar way. And I had to kind of connect the brands, kind of like what maybe, you know, not at the level that Natalie and Denny have, but basically I was connecting the sponsors and doing those types of things. I previously wanted to be a college basketball coach. I was a manager for the basketball team and really was deep into that. But like that shift, like where did you feel like, okay, I'm not going to be on the sports property side, but I'm going to be with a company, like you said, or you're with Coca-Cola Consolidated, and you just run with that, but you're still on the sports side. So how did you figure out that could be an avenue?
So two things there. So working on the side, that was really the first most obvious place for me to start. Minor League Baseball is a great teach of the sports business side. They let you do everything. I say let you. You have to do everything.
Yeah,
there's not many people that work for those teams. So, you know, as a group sales guy, you're also taking out the trash and pulling tarp. And when I my first paying job in minor league baseball was in Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, which at the time was a single A Seattle Mariners affiliate. And in Appleton, Wisconsin, for a late March or early April baseball game, we had to shovel the snow out of the stadium so we could play baseball. So I did all those. There are mainly three tiers in sports sponsorship. It's more complicated than that, but for the purposes of this, there's the team side, the sponsor side, and the agency side. And I was on the team side for a long time, and I really enjoyed that. And but I looked for a shift after I had been in the industry for 15 years or so, because everybody works hard. Everybody's experts at their craft, and everybody puts an incredible amount of passion and energy into it. But I'll tell you, on the team side, you feel like you're always at the stadium. And that starts to work against you in your personal life when you reach a certain age. So I was looking for a little change away from the team side, because I couldn't or didn't want to always be at the stadium. And I was able to parlay my background and a relationship I had with Coca-Cola Consolidated into this position at Coca-Cola Consolidated. So my position in minor league hockey was here with the Charlotte Checkers. I started working for the Checkers in 2004. They played at the time at what was called Cricket Arena, now Bojangles Coliseum. Mm-hmm. But we moved from that venue over to the Uptown Arena, where at the time the Charlotte Bobcats played. I worked 10 years there with the Charlotte Checkers in both the ECHL and the American Hockey League. But Coke Consolidated was one of my partners on the hockey side. And I got to know a couple of people, Dan Holmes and Heather Hucks, very well. And Dan and Heather could see that down the road, Coke Consolidated was going to grow. We were going to go from that 7% in the country, 7% serving the country, to 22, 23, 24% of the country. And they needed some additional staff to help manage those properties and that landscape. So I was able to move from the team side to the sponsor side. And I'm still at games and events. I'm there representing Coca-Cola instead of the team. I still find it very fun, entertaining, and interesting. I watch games a little bit differently than maybe most fans. I watch out of my periphery a lot. I see what's going on the LEDs, the promotions, what other partners are doing. So it's been a great learning experience and overall a great experience at Consolidated. You mentioned too about mentors. You know, I've had a lot of great people in my life, and the folks, my teammates and my leaders at Consolidated certainly qualify. My past teammates at the Checkers and my other minor league stops have been great, the folks that I worked with there. And my family has been very supportive. You probably know, as you know, working in the sports industry, it's a little bit of a non-traditional job. And so you're working nights and weekends, and not everybody knows exactly what you do. But right. Probably my number one mentor was my granddad. And Nick, I don't know if we're going to have a problem here, but we're big Clemson people. hope that's not an issue. But
no, we're good.
My granddad graduated from Clemson University. He worked for the football program under Coach Howard. Coach Howard is best known for Howard's Rock. Mm-hmm. He was, and I don't know that it was called this because it was in the late 40s or early 50s, but he was the first sports information director for Clemson football. And at the time, you know, he was just doing whatever coach told him. But that was the role, sending out information about Clemson to its media counterparts, to opposing teams. And as he worked in that role, he and a friend of his bought a radio station, and he actually became the voice of the Tigers in the 50s, along with a guy named Jimmy Coggins. So my granddad, Ed Osborne, owned a radio station in Union, South Carolina. He was a big sports fan, but he also worked in the business for Clemson on the university side. And that's really where I learned my passion for sports. And something I'll always thank him for, because I think that's where I got it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's you've obviously done a lot, and you kind of focused specifically on this area, like you said, in the sponsor side. What haven't you done, and what has Coca-Cola Consolidated not done? Oh, wait, before I even get to that, are you all sponsors? Because you said you moved in Ohio. Are you sponsors or working on sponsorships with FC Cincinnati and Columbus Crew, the two Ohio teams?
We don't have those teams, unfortunately. We would like to. We do have a great partnership with Nashville Soccer Club, and they're a great partner in Nashville. We would like to expand. We'd like to have as many properties as we can. There's also cost ramifications to that. Right. Charlotte and Nashville were our two target markets for MLS teams, and we're very excited about those partnerships, and they have a great budding rivalry.
Cool. All right. So I'll ask that question again, because I kind of got lost in there. What would you like to do that you haven't done yet with Coca-Cola Consolidated?
Well, I'd like to see Charlotte FC play in MLS. I think that's the biggest thing. We were in the playoff. They are in the play-in game last year. I think that there's been successes on the field for them. I'd love to see that for them. My job has a lot of cool perks at times. I've met some really interesting people, both on the team side and on the athlete side. We had worked with Kimba Walker when he was with the Charlotte Hornets, Shaq Thompson with the Carolina Panthers. I've gotten to meet a lot of really cool people, athletes. I've gotten to see a lot of things. I am a football fan, too. I would love to go to a Super Bowl, and I would love for it to be one of the teams that I represent on the NFL side to be able to do that. So that's probably my one bucket list thing that I haven't done. I've been to a Kentucky Derby. That's one of my partners. This year is the 150th anniversary of the Kentucky Derby. Oh, but I got to check that off the bucket list a couple of years ago. I get to see a lot of great things. I get to see a lot of behind the scenes things, and I'm very, very thankful for that.
That's cool. All right. The last part of our episode here, we do a little quick answer session. We call it stoppage time.
It's stoppage time.
So first question is, do you have a must-do personal ritual?
My job is very interesting. Like most jobs, it can be stressful at times. So I am a runner. I run probably 4 days, and I've completed 2 half marathons in the past calendar year. Aside from the running, I also play pickup basketball once a week and pick up men's soccer once a week. So I have to stay active. Running is probably the thing that clears my head most and gets me re-energized. But I love to go out and compete still at a level that I can. And I've really enjoyed playing pickup soccer with guys. And I live in Lake Wylie, South Carolina on Thursday nights. I took a long time off from soccer after playing in college. I came back to it about 3 or 4 years ago from a playing standpoint, as mostly credit to my son who plays club soccer. And I just got re-energized working on Charlotte FC and seeing him play and wanted to get out and play again. And I'll tell you, my touch is gone. I move around okay. I move around okay for a guy. But the way that soccer has developed since I've started playing from a technical standpoint is amazing. The high school players and college players, former college players that I play with on Thursday nights are unbelievable on the ball. And I won't get that back, but I like going out and running around and having a good time with the guys that I play with.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite unplugged activity? That could technically be unplugged.
Yeah. You know, I don't unplug when I run. You know, I'm listening to, you know, I'm a child of the 90s. So you put on some grunge or alternative or the mm-hmm. Rocky IV soundtrack when I run. And that's what I do. But, you know, I love going to sporting events. I love seeing sporting events a lot live. You ask if I get to go to the games, and I do. I didn't get to see the opener this year, unfortunately, but I was at the game this past weekend, and I'm going again on Saturday. And live sporting events is probably the most fun thing that I get to do.
That's cool. So you're at a live sporting event. What are you snacking on?
Yeah, I think most of the usual things. One thing that when I thought about this question is, what's something that I enjoy that not a lot of people reach for? And you being a South Carolina guy, at least at one point in your life, is boiled peanuts.
Peanuts, I was going
to
say, yep.
My wife's grandmother used to make homemade boiled peanuts. They were awesome. Anytime there's a roadside stand, I'm the guy that'll pull over and get boiled peanuts. But mostly, you know, I'm a snacky guy. I love the salty, sweet stuff. So whatever is out there, I'm in for it. But I'd call out boiled peanuts if folks who are listening haven't tried.
All right. What component of design impresses you more, interior or exterior?
Well, you know, I am I'm sort of a destination guy, not a journey guy. Mm-hmm. Design to me is all around functionality. So if it's useful, if it's easy, if it makes sense, I'm all for it. I don't spend a lot of time focusing on aesthetics. I'm more of a, does it work? Great, let's use it. That's okay. Sort of my mentality. I seem to be an executioner in my job a little bit, is I want a challenge, I want to knock it out, and I want to move on to the next thing. Yeah. But functionality is very important to me.
Cool. Do you find starting a project or finishing one more gratifying?
I just said I'm a destination guy, not a journey guy. So I love celebrating the success after it's over. The work when you have a breakthrough is definitely enjoyable. But, you know, I love seeing a plan come together. That's an old 18 quote. So I love that. I love seeing a completed project where everybody can stand around, raise a glass of Coca-Cola, and cheers each other on a job well done.
All right. And you said kind of you've been recharged by a lot of things, and you said you're running and kind of your exercise is kind of recharging you. So I'm going to skip that question and go to our last one. If you are a current player on Charlotte FC, what player would you most be like?
So I mentioned earlier that we have a personal services agreement with Brant Baronico, and mm-hmm. I met Brant on a couple of occasions, and you know, I hope he considers this a compliment, but he's a little bit of an undersized guy. He's a hustler. He's a hard worker. He's a good teammate. He's a good community person. He's got a big heart. He's fiery. You know, as a player, when I played in high school, I wasn't the biggest, strongest. I don't have a lot of athletic gifts. And so when I won, and what I see Brant doing when he wins, is it's based on effort. And that's really how I try to attack everything, is I'm not the best, I'm not the smartest, but I'm going to show up every time, and I'm going to give it 110%. And that's what I've seen in, you know, on the sideline. That's what I've seen of him on the field. And we do some community partnerships with him. He's got a partnership with a local charity called Beds for Kids. And that's what I see him doing on the field and off the field. And I just really admire his work ethic. And what he does from a teammate and community point. I really admire that. And he's a really good player. You're not going to take away his skill and the things that does. But for folks that maybe are a little bit more athletically gifted than me, it comes a little bit easier. I have to work a little harder for it. But I think that benefits me in the end.
Awesome. Well, Aaron, appreciate you being on the show and sharing about what you do and some of the other things that really made your career so successful.
I appreciate you having me. You know, thanks to Charlotte FC. We have a great partnership with them. Looking forward to continuing that for many years. And I'm going to break here and have a Coke Zero. I hope you will as well.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Charlotte FC podcast. I want to give out a special thanks to Coca-Cola Consolidated's Ashley Brown, Heather Hucks, and of course, Aaron Osborne, as well as a shout out to those at Charlotte FC, Natalie Jarrett, Denny Smythe, and Dustin Swinehart. Through all of these folks' efforts, it's a win-win-win for fans, for Charlotte FC, for Coca-Cola Consolidated. Having similar objectives and the right fit is so important to raising each other up. If you want to learn more about Coca-Cola Consolidated and the things they have going, such as the Military Cup and other things throughout the community, check out their website at CokeConsolidated.com or on Instagram at Coca-Cola Consolidated or on X at CokeCCBCC and on Facebook at Coca-Cola Consolidated, as well as LinkedIn at Coca-Cola Consolidated. Thanks again, and enjoy match day. Thanks for listening to the Charlotte FC podcast. I'm Nick Finelli, your host. Please follow us on X and Instagram at CLTFC Podcast. We're also at CLTFCpodcast.com or CharlotteFCpodcast.com.